This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate has begun to debate its budget resolution for the fiscal year that begins October 1st. The House takes up its version next week. Leading Republicans in both chambers aim to pass budgets that spend less and run less of a deficit than President Bush's proposal. But NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that goal is going to be hard to meet in an election year.
Passing a budget in both chambers of Congress is a heavy burden and a delicate process in any year, but this year it's even more difficult and more political because the presidential election campaign is marching straight through the United States Senate. Today, the ranking Democrat on the Budget Committee, Kent Conrad of North Dakota, launched a full frontal attack on the president's budget deficits. Conrad began by decrying Mr. Bush's campaign promises in 2000 to protect Social Security surpluses.
The president, after pledging not to use Social Security to pay for tax cuts or other expenditures of government, is now using over the next 10 years every penny of Social Security surplus. And remember, the word surplus really isn't accurate because the money is not extra. This is money that is needed when the baby boomers retire.
Conrad also cited the recent testimony of Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. He last week counseled lawmakers to consider scaling back the Social Security benefits since the program will likely be underfunded in coming years. Democrats blame the worsening budget deficits on the jumbo tax cuts pushed through by Republicans in 2001 and 2003. Republicans say those very same tax cuts are curing the economy of its recent slump and so will increase revenues. The top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee is Don Nichols of Oklahoma. Nichols says especially the cuts in taxes on investment earnings, like capital gains and dividends, have buoyed the U.S. economy.
And it's made a big difference. You see these economic growth figures, you see the GDP going up by 4%, 5%, 8%. Those are very, very positive, good numbers.
But then there's the unemployment numbers, which have Nichols and other Republicans on the defensive.
We haven't had the increase in employment, certainly, that I would like to see, but at least it's moving in the right direction.
The relatively paltry gain of 21,000 jobs to the economy in February is fueling Democrats' attacks on the Republicans' fiscal policies. Democratic Senator Conrad railed against the Bush administration's job creation tactics, saying historians had to go back 70 years before finding another president on whose watch the economy lost jobs.
It's really pretty stunning. If you look back, every single president, President Roosevelt, President Truman, President Eisenhower, President Kennedy, President Johnson, President Nixon, President Ford, President Carter, President Reagan, President Bush, 41, President Clinton, all had positive job creation in the private sector.
Conspicuously absent from this first round of political boxing is any sparring over the actual legislation before the senators. The budget resolution that made it out of the budget committee last week spends less and borrows less than the president's own proposal. It would put a near freeze on all programs that are not defense or security related. It would even cut about $2 billion from the president's request for the Department of Defense. But that document will not necessarily endure the floor debate. Its proposals will be hard for even many Republicans to swallow, especially as the calendar draws nearer to November. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.